Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It has been a busy year for the International Criminal Court, the only permanent international court with jurisdiction to prosecute individuals for genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and the crime of aggression. The ICC is not an arm of the United Nations, but it cooperates with the UN's International Court of Justice to promote global justice, international peace, and security. The United States supports the work of the ICC, said Mark Simonoff, legal advisor to the United States mission to the United Nations. The work of the International Criminal Court is vital to this mission, and we welcome the ICC's continued efforts in pursuing justice for the victims of atrocities. One of the most prominent cases before the ICC this year was that of Al-Hassan Ag Abdul Aziz Ag Mohammed Ag Mahmoud, a member of Ansar ed-Din, an Al-Qaeda-aligned terrorist group operating in Mali. Al-Hassan was de facto chief of Islamic police there. On June 26, Al-Hassan was convicted of crimes against humanity, of torture, persecution, mutilation, cruel treatment, and passing sentences without previous judgment pronounced by a regularly constituted court. Mark Simonoff noted the importance of the conviction of Al-Hassan for crimes against humanity and war crimes committed in Timbuktu, Mali. When it was under the control of Ansar ed-Din and Al-Qaeda between April 2012 and January 2013.
Al-Hassan's conviction marks a significant step towards holding accountable those most responsible for atrocities committed against the civilian population in Timbuktu and in the region. It also marks a watershed moment for international criminal law as the first prosecution and convictions for the crime against humanity of persecution on religious grounds.
This year, the ICC issued numerous warrants against individuals accused of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity. This includes arrest warrants against four senior Russian officials on suspicion of directing attacks at civilians and civilian structures in Ukraine.
We also welcome the court's progress in its investigation of crimes against humanity and war crimes in Ukraine, including in connection with the targeting and destruction of Ukraine's electric infrastructure.
It is important that the court and its officials act neutrally and impartially, said Mark Simonoff. The United States stands with the international community in supporting these principles and advancing international efforts to hold accountable those responsible for atrocities.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.